This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, get ready. It's going to be a wild one because this is a follow-up to an Am I the Jerk we already had. Been promising this all week, so let's go. She wants to remain anonymous. A lot of you will remember, because if you listen every day or listen back to the Am I the Jerk, you can always listen back on the Odyssey app. If you listen back or heard it that day, you remember they're pregnant with their fifth child, and her husband was saying it wasn't his, and she was appalled. So we talked about that on Am I the Jerk because she was just ready to walk away from this 20-year relationship. Maybe it was 17, close enough, over this debacle. Well, now we have an update, so get ready, everybody. She says, hi, me again, another Am I the Jerk? She said, sorry for another long one. Please make me anonymous again. You got it, girl. She said, so my due date is approaching. It's in August. Because when was the first one? The first one was probably sometime this early, late winter, maybe. I remember talking about it. I don't remember exactly when she wrote in. But she said, my due date is in August, but I have a history of early babies. And I've been having issues with extreme early signs of even earlier labor. Anywho, the dad, my partner of 17 years, finally came around to the idea that we will be having 5 kids. And honestly, after 3, there's not much difference in the chaos of it all. Laughy face. She said, so the thing is, while he's accepting of the fact that we are expecting again, he's still been super irritable towards me. I went from working split shifts, 40 plus hours a week, to now I haven't worked since December. So we've been struggling a bit financially, and I know it won't last. He acts like it will. This isn't our first high-risk pregnancy, so it's not our first rodeo. However, it is the first time he's acted this way. His sister-in-law has noticed some of the lesser occasions and says that he has a case of the mala bariga. I had to Google that. The uncomfortable pregnancy stuff. I don't know if I said that right. I wish DZ was here for that part. He's also been drinking heavier than normal the past few months. While I don't have anything against drinks, we are social drinkers. I am also firm on if you can't handle it or let you consume your life, then you obviously don't need to be doing it. He doesn't see his drinking as a problem. I, however, can tell it's majorly affecting him negatively. He's been late to work several times this year and took 2 sick days from being hungover. I told him if he doesn't figure his life out by the time the baby's ready to be born, he will just get a picture of a text of congratulations. The baby is here. Mom and baby are doing great. What? He was there for all 5 of my previous labors and deliveries. One of our pregnancies ended in a loss and cut all 4 of our living children's umbilical cords. He said he would never forgive me if I don't allow him for this baby to be there, but we will be having it soon. But he also doesn't want to work on his drinking problem. Deep down, he knows I can and will give birth on my own. My births have been faster and faster, my last one being only 2 hours long, start to finish. So my question is, would I be the jerk if I stand on business and deny him to see our hopefully final baby be born if he doesn't get control of his drinking problem? She said, to be honest, if I were him, I'd be ecstatic getting out of being at the hospital waiting for a baby to be born. Stop it. I don't have a choice, obviously, but I do not want to go. I'd rather just stay home. So she's trying to find some humor in the whole thing. But you see where we are. So it started with him saying, oh, no, 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 that's not my baby. So we knew something was off when that started. And then now he's finally accepting of it, but we're finding out there's more going on. Sounds like there's a drinking problem, and I don't know if that was the whole case, if he's drinking more because he's stressed about the baby. I don't know. But either way, she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically, you know, not letting him come to the birth unless he stops drinking, which is a very, very serious thing. So 414-533-1037. I cannot wait to hear your feedback next. You can text or you can call, and we're going to talk to you guys next.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We've heard from her before, and she's back on Am I the Jerk? She wants to know, she's pregnant with their fifth child. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not letting him come to the birth if he doesn't stop his drinking. She says it's out of control at this point, and she's over it. She says she will stand on business and have this baby without him. They've been together for 17 years, okay? She is not messing around. Betty, good morning in Waukesha. How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's a little awkward. Somebody texted in and said, this whole relationship sounds so toxic. Yes, it does. It definitely does.
Yeah.
But they've been together for 17 years. So here we are. What do you think? Is she the jerk if she doesn't let him come to the birth?
She is not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
All relationships are complicated, right?
Sure.
Like, we all have our weird things.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, she is not the jerk.
Yeah. Somebody said, I think it's a good decision. This is Sarah in Maguanago texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, who would want someone who's been drinking to come to the birth of their baby? She's not the jerk. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Like, hang on one second. I have to get my Starbucks order.
Oh, go ahead.
My mobile order from Elizabeth.
Whoa, yes. Hey, Starbucks. Hey, you know what? I support you being on the air and getting your coffee at the same time. I support this.
Yeah.
We'll wait. Are you done?
No, we're good.
Okay, we're good. Okay, so anyway, Betty. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for not letting him come to the birth. Who would want a drunk guy at the birth? I don't care if he's the dad, you know?
Well, and it sounds like when he drinks, it is actually a problem.
Yeah. It is. And somebody named her Fed Up Fiona. I love it. That's what we're going to call her. Fed Up Fiona. They said, not the jerk. No man should be acting like that. Plus, Fed Up Fiona is the mother and can decide who she wants at the birth. And Robert wrote that in a guy. That's a fact. Because,
yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I remember at both of my births, I was asked that. Even the second one. Do you know? I was like, yes. It was my decision who got to be there. So.
Well, and she's probably feeling all kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant. She's hormonal. And as a husband or as a partner, mm-hmm. he should be supporting that. Instead, he's being very selfish right
yes,
now.
Yes, very selfish. And she can't even drink because she's pregnant. And she's on bed rest, it sounds like, a lot of the time. So she's already struggling.
Right.
And he's out, you know, on one. He's not handling his responsibilities very well. I'll put it at that.
Yes. Yeah, so
all
obviously
right.
She is not
the jerk, Fed Up Fiona. Okay, thanks, Betty. Enjoy your Starbucks.
Yep.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, I'm going to go to Courtney in Racine. Hey, Courtney, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So Oscar in Wind Lake texted in. This is a tricky one, but he says, not the jerk. Obviously, a few drunken rages has happened to get this far. Force change is needed. Oh. And these are men saying, get him. These are guys saying, get him to get it together. You know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I am going with not the jerk.
Amen.
When you're giving birth, you need a supportive partner in the room.
Yeah.
And he's obviously not giving that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You do need a supportive person. Yes. I'm getting triggered a little because I forgot I kind of went through some of this, you know, with my second. And their father was at the birth, but it was a big question because I was going through, you know, a breakup at the time. So you have to figure these things out, you know, and do you have someone supportive? Are you getting along? Are they going to be healthy for you? Because she can't have a drunk guy in the delivery room. Not with the fifth one. Not when she's already stressed out and on bed rest, you know?
Absolutely not. And that also gives staff another thing to worry about instead of the focus being on her and the baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not about the patient anymore. Okay. So we're saying not the jerk, basically.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Everyone's like, we don't even have to scream it. It's just not the jerk. All right, Courtney, thank you for calling. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, we have got Roger in Milwaukee. We got a dad on the phone. This will be great.
Yo, good morning. Ali Deezy, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. And a special shout out to my boy, Deezy. Let's go.
Woo! I got to see him yesterday. It was so nice. I'll give the update. Don't worry.
I've seen that.
It was so nice to go visit him. Poor guy's in a lot of pain, but, you know.
He's looking good, though.
He did.
Looking good.
He faked it till he made it, let me tell you. He's trying, man. He's trying. But it's only up from here, I told him. It's only up from here. So, all right, Roger.
Right.
You're a dad, seriously. So what do you think? We talked to two women. She doesn't want to have him at the birth if he doesn't stop his drinking. Is she the jerk?
Oh, man. She's definitely not the jerk. Don Julio is, though. He's the big jerk.
Definitely. Somebody texted in and said, I am a woman saying this. Get him some help and support. Somebody else said, she's the jerk for having another baby with this guy. Well, that's, I know, but come on. They were not expecting it. We know that from the first Am I the Jerk, that he didn't even believe it was his. He was like saying, we didn't have sex. And she was like, yes, we did.
Well, he was probably drunk.
Yeah. You know what? It's all clicking now, Roger. Oh, it's there all clicking. He didn't remember.
Exactly.
Oh, we thought he might be cheating at the time. Oh, my.
There you go. He's drinking. It's obvious.
And that's why he doesn't know what's going on. And oh, no. Oh, somebody texted in and said she's the jerk. Oh, I got to read this one. Hold on, Roger. No, they did not. She's the jerk. The birth, the life-changing moment that, wait, hold on. This is all out
He's
of...
Drunk too.
The first, you know what? It is the daddy's drunk. I'm just, no, but for real. What the hell? They said he needs to be there. He might be having a mental issue from the loss, of the last baby. I do agree he's out of line with the drinking and will need to seek help, but this is the moment to get him back on track. Oh, they're saying get him help now, and then hopefully he'll be back on track by the time the baby comes in August or shortly before. That's fair advice. That's Rich from Greenfield. Okay, Rich. Rich is not drunk because we know him. All right.
Oh, okay, Rich is not.
So, jerk, or not the jerk if she doesn't let him come. Yeah, we agree. Yeah. Roger, love
you. Get the help he needs.
Honest to God, because, yes, he needs help, and that would be the first step for sure. And it's hard. You know, I've said over the years, there used to be this stigma with getting help, Roger, for people that were addicts. It'd be like, you know, you'd make fun of them and be like, oh, they went to rehab for the fifth time. Now I'm like, we should be congratulating people that go to rehab for the fifth time, because at least they're getting help. Because what's the alternative? They're either going to go get help, or something bad's going to happen, or they're going to affect the people around them. So you should never be upset with someone getting help, and you should never rip on them or add the stigma to it. And my rant is done, Roger, on a Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Love you. Goodbye.
Happy Friday.
I'm done with my mental health rant. Have a great day. Bye. All right. So there you go. Obviously, you're not the jerk, girlfriend. I know she's listening, and I know she wanted the feedback. So definitely not the jerk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.